Blog Talk Radio.
Didn't I hear you cry this morning? Didn't I feel you weep? Like rivers in my sleep. In my dream of laughter, you came creeping with your fears, telling me of sorrow in the tracings of your tears. That's a strange way to tell me you love me.
I'm humbly asking every pro-Trump patriot watching this video.
'cause I need some place to hide. I done the ranch of Dota, and I sure did hurt his pride.
Everybody, welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. Here we go. Oh my God, it's crazy. My God, I took a nap. I did. I took a nap. Then I got up. So I'm cruising around Blog Talk Radio. Found this show that I've been hearing so much about. I got kicked off. It was awesome. I loved it. But anyway, we're into the crazy world of bullshit. So let's get into this one. Trump apparently called in a New York council. New York councilwoman puts out when Donald Trump calls into a meeting. This has got to be bonus. So we're going to listen to this. So check it out.
What's up, Council? It's me, Primetime 99, Alex Stein. I know you guys know who I am, obviously. I'm world known, and I'm also very close friends with the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump. And it's sad that you guys are allocating all our resources to arrest the President, but you guys are doing nothing about the Venezuelans that are cooking rats on the street. So I have the man himself. President Trump, are you there, sir? He answers. But no, seriously, you guys are spending all these resources trying to arrest the President when we know that the city is crumbling. We know that crime is at a rate where all these people are talking about. President Trump, are you there?
Well, of course, you know, we know that the city, I'm not supposed to be there. I'm not supposed to come there, and because they have a judge, a terrible judge, his name is
Andrew. You have testimony for this?
Is president,
yeah,
so
I don't
some
care about that president.
Have some
you
respect.
Have testimony?
Sandy, has, yeah,
I
the
would,
president. I'm here representing the president. Hey, Sandy,
yes,
have some respect.
To the testimony.
Hey, you're just a hey, Councilwoman, have some respect.
I just don't want
yeah, I know.
The video.
Councilwoman, hey, President,
I don't want
Trump, just go ahead. She's too
to good. Fill no. your thing. You
yeah.
can
well,
finish your testimony.
People are going to do what they're going to do, and unfortunately what's happening is terrible. You know, they don't want to hear me talk about it.
I would ask that you please stick to the topic for today's hearing.
They're coming after me, and it's awful to see what they're doing. You know, you saw peek-a-boo, the teacher said. She got peek-a-booed by the FBI, the FDNY yesterday. She got peek-a-booed. She got booed worse than I did in Philadelphia, and it's a shame to see what happened. And they love me.
Do you have any testimony?
Yeah, I'm here
that's related to the topic at hand.
Hey, this is the
okay.
president. Have some respect.
I need to know.
Hey,
do you have topic? Testimony related to
hey,
the topic?
Hey, what are you going
to
do? What are you going to do about
no,
it?
No, no, no. Don't worry about him, sir.
Hey, I'm the president. The president
can you please,
is here. Hey, the
excuse
president
me. Can you please ask him to leave? Please ask him to leave.
Do you even know who the president is?
Please
hey,
ask
I'm
him
to,
leave.
I don't know why she... Listen, Sandy, I'm going to sue you. What do you mean? I'm here trying to talk. The president's trying to talk. I don't know what's going on.
Do you have something
yeah, I'm trying
related
to testify
to this topic?
The crime in New York City, Sandy, but you're to know that I'm here to talk about the crime.
Sergeant, please.
Yeah, I have testimony.
Sir.
I'm trying to do the testimony.
She never disrespected you. Don't
disrespect
her.
Yeah, this is the
either.
President.
She's allowing
you
to speak.
No, she's not.
Don't
this is you don't understand how
yes,
the rules work.
Listen,
why don't you just kick him out?
Sergeant, can we please
I'm
have
sitting
here order
sitting
here and
trying to talk, but y'all are letting like, this guy run around and just yell whatever he wants. It's funny how
you
I'm
have
a white
nothing
guy.
On topic.
White,
you have nothing on topic.
White, Sandy,
you have nothing on topic.
No, I'm on talking about the
no,
crime
no.
in New York City.
You
oh,
have
so
nothing
not
on topic. Sir.
I'm trying to do the testimony. I'm trying to do it. You're yelling at me.
Well,
you're yelling at me.
Not
what? Listen, what are you guys talking about? I'm trying to do the testimony.
Run the rest of the 6 seconds, please.
I'm trying to do the testimony.
Time is up.
Time is up. Thank you.
Wait, how are y'all going to do this while this guy's walking or talking during my speech?
Yeah, I got Trump was talking. You won. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm allowed to have Donald Trump. The president's allowed to talk
on this mic. No, y'all are ridiculous. Hey, President Trump, are you there?
Of course, I'm listening to it. What a crazy thing. It's a wish on you.
I didn't get my 3 minutes. I didn't get my 3 minutes. No, man, I didn't get my 3 minutes. President Trump.
What?
This guy interrupted my speech. Why are you touching me? Am I under arrest? Am I under arrest? Then why are you touching me, man? Why are you touching me? Am I under arrest? Well, no, I'm trying to do my speech. I get interrupted by him. I get interrupted by SpongeBob SquarehairS. No, I'm trying to do my speech, Sandy. Can I just do my 3 minutes without all these people doing all this stuff? What do you mean my time's up?
Your time is up. That's what you said.
No, President Trump. President Trump, what do you have to say? They're kicking me out of here, President Trump.
Say what's happening. You know, they would do the same thing to me. They throw me at Rikers Island. I mean.
See, now they're trying to turn my mic off. What? What? President Trump, they're screwing you over. President Trump. Here, let's see if we can get on this microphone.
Don't do it.
Wait, why are you touching me? I didn't get my 3 minutes. Sandy, I'm going to sue you, Sandy. I'm going to sue you, girl. You're going to lose again. Sandy, you're going to lose again. And you got that haircut. Where'd you get that haircut? Sally's Beauty Supply?
Absolutely, dude.
Is that where you got it, girl? Why don't you go arrest more innocent black people? Hey, why don't you...
Hey, when you're ready.
I would like to de-escalate this toxic tension with my beautiful sign. It says, we, the youth of New York, want you to invest in our future. you.
Okay. Since Boyd wasn't here in the beginning of this, I'm going to play the first part of this clip. Boyd, you got to catch this. This is funny. And I've been shamed tonight. I've been thrown out of a show, so I'll get to that a little bit later. But anyway, I'm going to play this over again for you so you can catch on to this crazy psychotic bullshit, man. It's crazy. Here you go.
What's up, Council? It's me, Primetime 99, Alex Stein. I know you guys know who I am. Obviously, I'm world known, and I'm also very close friends with the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump. And it's sad that you guys are allocating all our resources to arrest the President, but you guys are doing nothing about the Venezuelans that are cooking rats on the street. So I have the man himself. President Trump, are you there, sir? The answer is. But no, seriously, you guys are spending all these resources trying to arrest the President when we know that the city is crumbling. We know that crime is at a rate where all these people are talking about. President Trump, are you there?
Well, of course, you know, we know that the city, I'm not supposed to be there. I'm not supposed to come there because they have a judge, a terrible judge. His name is
you have testimony for this?
Good president.
Yeah,
so
I don't care about that president.
Do
you have testimony?
Sandy, have, yes,
I
the
would
president. I'm here representing the president. Hey, Sandy, have some respect.
To the testimony.
Hey, you're just a... Woman,
I just don't
respect.
Want
yeah,
the video.
Hey, President
I don't
Trump,
want the video.
Just go ahead.
To fill your thing, you
yeah.
can
well,
finish
okay.
your testimony.
You know, people are going to do what they're going to do, and unfortunately what's happening is terrible. You know, they don't want to hear me talk about it.
I would ask you to stick to the topic for today's hearing.
They're coming after me, and it's awful to see what they're doing. You know, you saw Peekaboo, the teacher said. She got peekabooed by the FBI, the FDNY yesterday. She got peekabooed. She got booed worse than I did in Philadelphia, and it's a shame to see what happened, and they love me.
Do you have any testimony
yeah, I'm here
that's related to the
hey,
topic at
hey,
hand?
You're- This is the
okay.
president. Have some respect.
I need to know.
Hey,
do you have
Bozo,
topic, testimony related to
hey,
the topic?
Hey, what are you going
to
do? What are you going to do about
no,
it?
No, no, no. Don't worry about him, sir.
Hey, I'm the president. The president
please,
is here. Hey,
excuse
the president
me. Can you please ask him to leave?
This is
please ask him to leave.
Do you even know who the president is?
Please
hey,
ask him to leave.
I don't know why she... Listen, Sandy, I'm going to sue you. What do you mean? I'm here trying to talk. The president's trying to talk. I don't know what's going on.
Do you have something
yeah, I'm trying
related
to
this topic?
The crime in New York City, Sandy, but you're trying to know that I'm here to talk about the
crime. Sergeant, please.
Yeah, I have testimony.
Sir.
I'm trying to do the
testimony. You don't disrespect
yeah, this is the president.
She's allowing
this
you to speak.
No, she's not.
Don't
this is
disrespect her.
Listen, you don't understand how
yes,
rules work.
Listen,
why don't you just kick him out?
Sergeant, can we please
I'm
have
sitting here
order here in this
talk, but y'all are letting this guy run around and just yell whatever he wants. It's funny how
you
I'm
have
a white
nothing
guy.
On topic.
I'm white.
You have nothing on topic. You have nothing on topic.
No, I'm on talking about the
no,
crime in New York City.
You
oh,
have
so
nothing
not
on topic, sir.
I'm trying to do the testimony. I'm trying to do it. You're yelling at me. You're yelling at me.
Not yours.
What? Listen, what are you guys talking about? I'm trying to do the testimony.
Run the rest of the 6 seconds, please.
I'm trying to do the testimony.
Time is up. Time is up. Thank you.
How are y'all going to do this while this guy's walking or talking during my speech?
Yeah,
how
and that guy Trump was
speech?
Talking. You weren't.
Yeah, I'm allowed to have Donald Trump. The president's allowed to talk on this mic. No, y'all are ridiculous. Yeah, hey, President Trump, are you there?
Of course, I'm listening to it. What a crazy thing. It's a witch hunt.
I didn't get my 3 minutes. I didn't get my 3 minutes. No, man, I didn't get my 3 minutes. President Trump. This guy interrupted my speech. Why are you grabbing me? Am I under arrest? Am I under arrest? Then why are you touching me, man? Why are you touching me? If I'm, am I under arrest? Well, no, I'm trying to do my speech. I get interrupted by him. I get interrupted by SpongeBob SquarehairS. No, I'm trying to do my speech, Sandy. Can I just do my 3 minutes without all these people doing all this stuff? What do you mean my time's up?
Time is up. That's what he said.
No, President Trump. President Trump, what do you have to say? They're kicking me out of here, President Trump.
I think what's happening, you know, they would do the same thing to me. They throw me at Rikers Island. I mean,
now they're trying to turn my mic on.
Well,
I don't understand. What? President Trump. They're screwing you over. President Trump. Here, let's see if we can get on this mic.
Don't do it.
Why are you guys touching me? I didn't get my 3 minutes. Sandy, I'm going to sue you, Sandy. I'm going to sue you, girl. You're going to lose again. Sandy, you're going to lose again. And you got that haircut. Where'd you get that haircut? Sally's Beauty Supply?
It's
Absolutely, dude.
Is that what you got it, girl? Why don't you go arrest more innocent black people? Hey, why don't you?
Hey, when you're ready.
Cody, I would like to, like, de-escalate this toxic tension with my beautiful sign. It says, we, the youth of New York, want you to invest in our future.
Invest in your future. Everybody's leaving. Everybody's leaving New York. Every business is backing the fuck out of there. New York is so fucked up. Like the kid said, the Venezuelans are cooking fucking rats. Well, at least they'll decline the rat population in the fucking city, won't they? New York has fucking gone straight up fucking nuts. Anyway, check this shit out. Here's another little fucking freak show for you guys to listen to. These crazy motherfuckers. This is nuts, man.
Soon, with the flip of a switch, New York's camera army is going to start taxing us all. But what most people don't know is the city has a secret plan to install 1,300 more of them just to make sure no one escapes.
The New York City Department of Transportation wants to increase the number of red light cameras across the city by a lot.
I know there are some people who say, oh, this is just a revenue raise. It's not about revenue. It's about keeping people alive.
But some research shows that they may lead to more crashes overall, because drivers who slam on the brakes to avoid running lights may be getting into more rear-end collisions.
You might not like what I'm saying, but it's a fact.
The first of four meetings is one of the last steps before the MTA turns on its toll readers that they say are ready to go live in June. The MTA hopes to raise billions for transit projects like new subway cars and more accessible stations.
My patients get daily radiation and are often too sick to use public transportation.
Last I checked, you can't deliver freight via subway.
Get ready for more surveillance, because cameras are coming. Yes, mass surveillance is upon us, and the city has a secret plan to add to it and expand it beyond what we thought was going to happen just a few months ago. But while proponents say the plan to add traffic cameras is to protect us, critics say it's just another money grab by the city, making it a tax on the everyday working man. But what nobody's talking about is how the city is quietly releasing more of their plans for congestion pricing. And as the deadline approaches to start rolling out these cameras to the entire city, we're quickly learning just how horrible and expensive they're actually going to be, and it's going to impact everybody, even if you don't have a car. And all of these cameras and surveillance programs are raising uncomfortable questions in the minds of New Yorkers. Like, are these actually going to be as great a program as our elected officials are telling us? Or is there a chance they could be used nefariously by the city? And perhaps most concerningly, will other American cities copy New York once they learn how much money this place is making off its residents? Well, to answer that, we're first going to have to look at what city officials are saying about their exciting new plans to add as many red light cameras to intersections like this as possible.
New York City Department of Transportation wants to increase the number of red light cameras across the city by a lot.
Yeah, currently those red light cameras are installed at 150 intersections, giving out nearly 2,000 tickets per day.
So here we have our first new type of controversial camera that the city greatly wants to expand. Now, mind you, red light cameras in the city started as a pilot program affecting only a small number of intersections, and now they want them everywhere. On top of that, these stoplight cameras are controversial in different ways than the automatic tolling traffic cameras, which we'll get into, but once you understand that the local government here not only controls the timing of the traffic lights, how long the light stays yellow before it turns red, and that they get all the money from these red light cameras, a very frightening picture starts to emerge. Plus, nobody's talking about how they may not actually make streets safer, but city officials really want more of these. They say that traffic fatalities are up, which is true, and there's a lot of pedestrians in New York who very well may benefit from less drivers running red lights.
There are about 14,000 signaled intersections, yet less than 1% have red light cameras. Officials are hoping, yes, to up that to roughly 1,325 or 10% of intersections.
Okay, so they want to expand the total number of cameras from 1% of intersections, and not only does the city greatly want to expand the number of cameras, habitual offenders will now have their registrations automatically voided, making their cars illegal.
You look at all the data at the number of the reductions of the number of people who have been injured in red light intersections. It helps pedestrians. It helps cyclists. So this is not a bill meant to penalize drivers. This is a bill meant to protect everyone on our roads.
So the sales pitch is less fatalities, safer streets, less accidents. In fact, no politician has a negative thing to say about these. And critics say there are elements of red light camera programs that these guys are missing. And the first of those is that they don't affect traffic the exact same way their proponents think they do. And according to Scientific American, while drivers are 67% less likely to run a red light when there's a camera, they cite studies that conclude they are not effective at lowering overall traffic accidents. Which at first to me didn't make any sense. I mean, how could the streets not be safer if people no longer want to run red lights? Well, apparently, this is because at a traffic light, you've got three colors, green, yellow, red, and the yellow light is supposed to be a neutral light that tells you to stop if it is safe to do so, not something that warns you that you're about to get a ticket. And apparently, a red light camera changes driver behavior so much so that other types of accidents become more common once you install them. And that's because when lights turn yellow, drivers are now more likely to jam on their brakes and try to stop to not get fined. And the study's authors say that this increases the chances of rear-end collisions, while at the same time decreasing T-bone type accidents where somebody runs a red light and hits a car moving through the intersection. Which means as one type of accident goes down, another type goes up. Meanwhile, the city is making money every single time somebody runs a red, which wasn't happening before they installed the cameras. This article cites a study showing that rear-end collisions increased 22% in the city of Chicago after red light cameras were rolled out everywhere. And that's because drivers are no longer making a safety-based judgment decision on how fast their vehicle's traveling and how much time they think they have to stop. No, they're now making a financial decision every time they come to a traffic light. Critics would argue that unsafe behavior at a traffic light is a financial decision. Now, Scientific American looks at the city of Houston, Texas, and they say that angle-based accidents like T-bones went up after the city removed red light cameras, but rear-end accidents went down by 18%, which could mean that red light cameras just redistribute the types of accidents that happen on the street. But the politicians, God bless them, they're insisting that this is not about money. But when a politician says something's not about money...
I know there are some people who say, oh, this is just a revenue raiser. Well, first of all, it's really not, because many people learn to not do what they're not supposed to do. It's not about revenue. It's about keeping people alive.
Huh. So, according to the people who want this to go through, it's not about money. But a 2001 congressional report found out that the time for yellow lights has been sharply shortened since the 70s, and that inadequate yellow light times are the cause of 80% of red light-related accidents. And that means there's a way to make the streets safer without red light cameras. What's also interesting is many cities that install red light cameras use a private company to operate them. In some cases, the red light camera revenue is shared with the company that operates the cameras. And some of these companies have stipulations that require the minimum or maximum, rather, length a yellow light can be yellow for, because they know that shorter yellow lights earn them more money. On top of that, the city's vendor for their red light cameras has already been spotted doing really shady stuff, overcharging the city for unnecessary work just to make an extra buck off taxpayers. And the general public has no way of knowing if something like that ever happens. But that raises a big question. Just how much money are those cameras anticipated to make?
Currently, those red light cameras are installed at 150 intersections, giving out nearly 2,000 tickets per day.
So currently, the 150 intersections that give out tickets do it about 2,000 times a day, negating the argument that as you put these into service, people will start to obey red lights further. But 2,000 traffic tickets a day over 150 cameras is about 13 each. But that means if the city goes from 150 to 1,300 cameras, the total number of tickets written per day will be 17,000. And if each of these earns $50 every time it happens, that's how much money the city is going to make every single day. But it's not about money. It's not. It's not about money. No way. Don't even think about it. That's the yearly total if you're curious. And these numbers are based on the current timing of the city.
$314 fucking million dollars a year.
Changes, the city could make varying amounts of money depending on how they work the traffic patterns.
Could you imagine that? $314 million a year fucking people out of money. Wow. Ain't that something? Ain't that just fucking crazy. And, you know, they got these congestion cameras too, man. You got to pay a fee in New York City in June If you come in the city, you got to pay, like, fucking, was it $15 for a car? If you pull into a truck, it's $30. Then when you leave, you got to pay to leave, too. So to drive a truck in and out of New York is $60 a pop. Then you got red light cameras. Man, you got to be kidding me. People are not going to want to go there. That's going to become one empty fucking city. But them fucking with Trump, with the Trump Tower and all that shit, if they do take that fucking Trump Tower, man, it's going to be bad, man, for New York. New York's going to be fucked. They're going to be straight up fucked, you know. Hey, Mikey, I see you. But anyway, man, it's just, oh, my God. The craziness keeps fucking going on, doesn't it? My God. What are we to fucking do? Anyway, we'll bring the phone lines open here. For those of you wanting to raise your hand, say press one or what the fuck ever you want to do. I don't care. Like I said, I believe in free will. I don't care. Hey, what's happening?
You know, I just heard that they're going to start cutting the interest rates to help Biden. Or Biden's going to want them to cut the interest rates to help him because he thinks that might help get him elected. All right. Now my thing with the interest rate cuts is the effect of those, let's just say they do that, all right? That would be the smart political thing to do, right?
Uh-huh.
Cut
right.
the interest rates right before the
but
election.
They jacked but him up. But yeah, remember something, they jacked him up when he became president, though, too. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
So you cut him, right before he starts running for president. Well, he's already running, right before he gets elected. But you cut them then, that would be a smart thing to do. But we all know that the Democrats aren't that smart. But that's neither here nor there.
Uh-huh.
The effects won't take place until probably November, December, January.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well,
you know?
No, yeah. Well, I guess I'm going to tell you guys. Everybody's kind of wondering what happened. I got kicked off a show tonight, Mike. And it's funny. It's funny. I was disrupting the show, apparently, these people, which I really wasn't. I was trying to talk logic with them, you know, try to get an understanding to try to talk about. It was that show, Kitchen Politics.
Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Oh,
yeah.
Come on now, Ron.
Uh-huh.
You must have called in after I left.
Oh, really? The show was already going to have like an hour left or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did about an hour of the TDS comedy hour.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And I was
going
to call in.
Yeah. Well, I did, and you know, I said, well, I'm not Republican or Democrat. I said, I'm just trying to see what you're talking about. I said, you know, them files in Key Largo, Trump had to write to those. He had them when he's a president. He brought them to Key Largo when he's president, and he declassified them. And, you know, but here's you know, Joe Biden. He's had these documents since he was a fucking senator, which he should have never had in the first place as a goddamn senator. So I didn't say that, but I mean, I was really being cool about it, you know. But I said, yeah, but he was a senator, and he took them files. Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay, blah, 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 you know. They went off the fucking deep end. I finally came to a realization. They said, I'm trying to disrupt the show. I said, I'm not trying to disrupt. I'm just trying to understand where you're going with this. You know, because it's the obvious thing is, you know, I said, I'm not a Biden supporter or Trump supporter, but you got two senile old motherfuckers who are going to run this goddamn country, and they don't run it in the first goddamn place. You know, it's ran by corporations, and they bloop, hung up.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like that, so. But they're fucking wackaloons, man. They're fucking straight up, eight up fucking people. I mean, that's wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't tell them who I was. I told them who I was. I told them about my show, too. Come on, talk to me, motherfucker. Come to my show. See, you got any balls come show up here and talk to me.
That ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna happen.
Pussies. They're fucking pussies. So,
yeah.
You know, that's my...
And by the
but
way,
Ryan, somebody else told me about it. Who was it? Somebody got kicked off. I think it was Joe Gibson.
Yeah.
He got kicked off. That's where I kind of got my, okay, I got to check that out. For some reason, I'm following them. I don't know why, but apparently I'm following them. Anyway, I checked it out, and it's funny. People are, this goes to show how retarded people
well,
are.
Well, they insulted me after I was on their show a couple last week or so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they really insulted me. They come back and said, well, I think he's convertible. We can convert him.
Oh, my God. God.
Yeah, Santa's not that convertible. Nah. By the way, Ron, did you see what AOC said about Rico? Yeah,
kind of.
She said, Rico is not a crime. Okay, if Rico's not a crime, then that blows up what's going on in Atlanta. You know,
yeah.
Fulton County. Oh, Rico's not a crime. That should be news. That should be news to what's his name in Giuliani. Rico's not a crime. What an idiot.
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna flip this clip up here on AOC. Matter of fact. Says, watch AOC has a meltdown on Hunter Biden's ex-business partner. We got to watch this. We got to listen to it. But of course, I've had a commercial. Hang on a second. Fucking YouTube and the commercials. I guess I'm at the point I'm paying money to stop this. You know?
But did you know that vision impairments have nothing
to... Personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime.
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business deal.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir? Specifically.
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
Excuse
statute.
Me, sir. Excuse Para. Me, sir. Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is
know.
The
It's a category
crime?
Of crimes that you're then charged
You
under
have charges.
Along 100.
You have charges. Yes. Sir, please
me the
name.
The exact statute
sir,
under RICO?
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
All right, sir. I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That went
to
law
school.
I'll
reclaim my time.
I'll leave it up
time.
To you guys
okay,
to
thank
define
you,
the
sir.
Statute.
I reclaim my time.
I don't know if you want to listen to music bullshit. Yeah, but RICO is not a crime. I think that's something special. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So any people that's doing illegal gambling, it's not a crime no more. Do what you want. The states do it anyway, you know. I've always bitched about that to people. I say, well, the fucking states are criminals. I mean, look at that Powerball. See that Super Powerball right? It's up to $1 billion. Do you see that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, and when they go digital, that type of stuff is going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's not. No, it's not.
How so?
All the money that you won, all the money that you won on that lottery, they will ensure that none of that money goes to where you want it to. It'll go to where they want it to.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the point about it going away, boy, is that some people are going to want it in cash. I don't play the lottery. Don't get me wrong. I don't play the lottery. I've never. I have, but I don't anymore. But some people are going to want this shit in cash to make sure it doesn't go away, you know? So, yeah, you know, we'll see. But, yeah. I mean, you. I would assume, Ron, that at some point you bartended or you ran a bar, right?
Well, I own a couple of them. Bartender bar, too. Yeah. All that.
Yeah, bartenders are, in my mind, are some of the smartest people in the bar, right? And this is, she supposedly was a bartender. AOC was supposedly a bartender, and she don't know what fucking RICO is. She don't think it's a crime.
Well, she doesn't understand law. She doesn't understand nothing.
Yeah.
She don't know RICO.
Well, she didn't.
There's no fucking clue, man. You know.
And when Bob Alinsky goes, well, I'm looking across the dais here. I see a bunch of lawyers here. Well, that doesn't include her. She doesn't have that experience of having gone to law school.
She has no experience in politics.
Oh,
she has a mouth. She just runs her fucking mouth. That bitch don't do nothing.
She
sucked her way in there. You know, just like Kamala. You know, she's an actress.
She's
right.
An actress.
Mm-hmm.
She's
not
actress.
Even good one. Not even a good one.
Anyway. Not even a good looking one either.
Yeah. Anyway, I got a funny clip. I'm gonna flip here real quick to fuck with you guys, and check this out.
I'm not asking for anything except what I paid for. Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? My Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Google Plus, your sister's ass, the Pony Express. A very ticked off Vic here. You know what ticks me off? When you don't get what you pay for. And this happens in so many ways. Follow me. One example is fast food. There's nothing more fucking frustrating than ordering a hamburger from, let's say, Burger King, because I just had this happen over the weekend. When I order a hamburger, all I want is a hamburger that tastes good and is easy to eat, meaning you don't need a fucking lobster bib or a hose for your hands and your face while you're eating the damn thing. I appreciate that they want to pack lots of shit into the hamburger, so you think you're getting a good deal for your money. But come on. Seriously, who wants to rearrange the meat and the lettuce and the onions and the tomato after every fucking bite because everything is sliding out of everywhere and going all over the place? And the mustard and the ketchup and the mayo is all over your hands and fingers and chin and cheek. I mean, the hamburger basically explodes out of the bun as soon as you bite into the fucking thing. Isn't the bun there to keep everything all nice and together? If I wanted to eat all these ingredients individually, I would have bought a fucking salad with meat. I just want the tomato, the onion, and the lettuce, and the meat, and the condiments to stay just nice and neat inside the buns. I'm eating a fucking hamburger, not a cherry pie. Here's another one. You don't get what you paid for. Example that drives me insane. Cable TV. When I set up my account with cable, I don't remember choosing the package where every single day either the audio goes out for a few minutes or the picture freezes on a certain channel or some channels are, quote, unavailable at this time. No, I paid for cable 24 fucking hours a day, 7 days a week, and I expect to get every fucking cable I paid for every second. It's hot. Okay, look, I get technology sometimes. Sometimes it has a glitch, but literally every single day I get some kind of issue. And do they care? Nah, they have their little hand, their little greedy fucking hands wrapped firmly around my nuts, and they squeeze, and they squeeze, and they fucking squeeze. Oh, they know I'm not going to call them every day and ask for a credit for this, and a credit for that, and a credit for the other thing, but they should. Because you know damn well that if I sent them a payment that was less than full because of the fucking technical bullshit during the month, they would send me a picture of the CEO's tank and they would shut off the cable at the head office. And by the way, it's just appropriate that they call it the head office because that's where I give everyone head after they bend me over and poke me in the fucking keista with their cable box. How about the potato chip bag? That's a fucking classic. You're having a party with people coming over. So you go to the store and you see that the giant bag, the size of a fucking potato sack. So you buy it. Then you get home. And you open it up and you're like, well, what the fuck happened to the rest of the chips in the bag? Why didn't they fill up the bag with the chips? I paid for a big fucking sack of chips and I got an airplane snack. What kind of bullshit is this? Imagine if you bought a bottle of wine and you opened it up and it was half full. Or you bought a shirt and opened it up and the sleeves were missing. How come this is not acceptable for every product except chips? Here's an idea for the chip company. How about make the bags half the size and lower the fucking price because you save money on the material to make the fucking bags? Pass the savings on to the customer. But no, let me show you a picture of my junk under a fucking magnifying glass so when I take my pants off in person, it's the size of a fucking canary dick. How about when the product doesn't look like the picture? That drives me fucking insane. Ever see a Subway sandwich picture? Beautiful and beautiful. Then you order it, and you're like, you look at the picture, you look at the sandwich, you look at the picture, you look at a sandwich and you say, the fuck happened to you? This happens with a lot of projects. Ever look at Carrabba's menu? At a Carrabba's menu, you'd think the chef came from a fucking five-star Italian resort. And then the food comes out and you think it was cooked by a fucking hobo who lived in Venice. Venice, fucking Florida! Look, we all work hard for our money. We just want what we think we're supposed to get. That's all. I'm not asking for anything except what I pay for. And when you don't get what you paid for, that's what kicks me off!
Yeah. I've ran into that a lot with the cable TV, you know.
Yeah.
You know, my mom likes to watch the old Jimmy Swaggart TV channel, right? He has a TV station. So that, of course, he runs a freaking telethon every month or whatever to get money to help keep the damn thing on the air. But that's neither here nor there.
Do you have cable television? Do you have cable?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
I thought cable was out. I don't know how many people got cable anymore. I don't know. I don't watch TV at all. I don't. I simply just watch television. I don't, man. And you know what's ran me away from television is all the commercials. Especially the fucking lawyers.
Yeah.
Especially the attorneys, man. You know, you go to a local channel, okay? And I guarantee you, while you're watching news or something like that, you're going to see 8 fucking lawyer commercials. Have you been hurt in a fucking accident? Was you injured by somebody else? Call us now. We fuck you. Hook, line, and sinker law firm. We will fuck anybody out of money for us, and we give you a little bit. So call us now.
But that's
the truth, you know.
On one particular local news channel, they're
on all time. But you understand what I'm saying, Mike?
Yeah.
On regular television, you see these fuckers all the time. You know, or some fucking roofing company. You always see these roofing companies. Oh, Dan, he's roofing. You know, what the fuck is that?
Right. On one particular newscast, half-hour newscast, I had to see 4 or 5, if not that, 6 times, 7 times, 10 times, J.G. Wentworth.
Yeah, you hear that one a lot,
you know?
Too. Yep. Do you have an annuity or an unclaimed settlement? We can fuck you. And I told you this story about, I know somebody that dealt with it. Yeah. Called J.G. Wentworth. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I told you about the time a friend of mine actually went to J.G. Wentworth to get some money. Did I tell you about this crazy shit the fucker did without telling me? Yeah. Fuck. $40,000. And gave away $120,000. Gave away $120,000. That convinced me right then and there. I said, you know what, man, you're going to be a pinnacle of my memory for the rest of my life. And he goes, yeah, why is that, man? I said, because you got to be the dumbest motherfucker I've ever known. The dumbest. There can't be nobody fucking dumber than you do. I'm serious, man.
You know, you had $160,000 coming in 30 days. You couldn't wait 30 fucking days? I would have loaned you 40 grand for 120 grand. Fuck, dude. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you come to me? I would have fucking took care of you. Fucking right, I would. You're that fucking stupid. But then I got to claim $120,000 income, blah, 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 blah. All that shit, too. But, you know, but do it in cash. Fuck, do it all in cash. You know? Here's the $40,000 in cash. Yeah, sure. Give me that money back cash when you get the money. You know, type deal. If you don't, then you wake up in a trunk, motherfucker. But anyway, yeah, Jay-Z Wentworth got that. They had to go in front of a judge to let it happen, too. It's crazy. It was fucking nuts.
Yeah,
they fucking concrete him in on that deal. They had him court ordered locked into the deal. That judge wasn't for him. That judge was J.G. fucking Wentworth. You know,
mm-hmm.
This motherfucker backs out of the motherfucking contract and then kicked the motherfucker back to court. Said he stole the money from J.G. Wentworth. So, they fucking set it up big time. They wasn't fucking around. They know what they're doing. But, $120,000 free money. Fuck. God damn. And then 30 days later, the motherfucker's broke again. Out of that $40,000 he blew on bullshit, you know. So I'm like, wow, man,
and
wow.
That guy's right. That guy's right with the fast food stuff. You know, you get, you know, you go over there and you see a picture and you want that picture.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when it comes, it don't look nothing like it, you know.
Right, right.
And don't get me started on basically – remember that old commercial, that Wendy's commercial with what's her name, Clara Peller? Where's the beef?
Right,
you
right.
You know, that happens more often than you think it does.
Right.
You know, I mean, the size of the, especially nowadays with the fucking economy the way it is and the shrinkflation.
But the economy is so great with Joe Biden, though, Mike. What are you talking about? That's what these motherfuckers were telling me. I was listening to telling this shit that, you know, the economy's better since Joe Biden's in there. You know, the stock market's up. I said, well, okay, why is the price of fuel gone up with it, the stock market? You know, why is gallon milk cost like $6 now? You know?
They're looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That's the average of the five best or six best stocks on the stock market, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the... they're only looking at a little small little sliver of stock market.
Yeah, they can fucking make it any way they want it. I don't think there's any truth in fucking stock market anyway. Yeah.
Right.
Figures lie and liars figure.
That's it. You got it, boy. Absolutely.
Well, and then of course, like Gunslinger says, numbers don't lie, but they can be manipulated.
That's right. They can. And they are all the time. All the time.
And,
just like the
and
shit
I
with Trump.
To
you know, they're claiming the shit. He's saying his property's valued more than what it was at the time he got a fucking loan. Who cares? It's between him and the bank. It had nothing to do with fucking government or law. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's called capitalism.
And then,
that's how it works.
Yeah,
you know?
I was listening.
Capitalism. I mean, they got their money back. They made some money. They're happy. So what?
Yep.
You wasn't right. If you cheated them out of any goddamn money. So, you know, that's the thing, man.
I was listening to Vaughn Wehunter earlier, and he was talking about them possibly lowering the interest rates. I talked about this earlier. Them to help him out, to help Biden out. Now, will it work? Will it not work? I'm not sure.
It will not. It won't. He's done too much damage, man. That guy has done so much damage. It ain't funny. I don't know if anything he could fucking do could fix it. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm still sticking to my prediction. I'm still sticking to my everything they've done to Trump is going to fail. I mean, it's going to blow up spectacularly. In fact, go to Facebook, go to your Facebook page Messenger thing or Gunslinger's Messenger thing or whatever. I put a story from the New York Post about a house that basically Letitia James is doing the same thing with this particular family that she's doing with Trump. you know, with taking his real taking the real estate and trying to sell it off and all that shit, you know. And so go take a look at that article. It's in.
Well, I would, but I don't have Facebook back on my computer yet, Mike. I haven't had a chance to fucking reboot. I had to get my computer wiped. I got hacked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I got all my shit in it. So, like,
yeah.
Know,
were you able to save your data?
Do what?
Were you able to save any of your files and stuff?
No, No, everything's gone.
Oh, hopefully you still have your password.
I still got my passwords. That's all cool. But I'm changing all my passwords anyway, so I got to write all that shit down because I can't remember every goddamn thing. Yeah, you know, how many fucking things I have passwords into and accounts and shit, you know, so it's a lot to it. But, I got a kick out of it tonight. But, yeah, interest rate ain't going to help. I don't think so. You know, like tonight, then people were, you know, they were praising this motherfucking Biden. I'm like, wow, man, really, you fuckers do exist, don't you? You know, just...
yeah.
Like the guy with the fucking $120,000, you know, what the fuck... Now these people are up to fucking, you know, neck to neck with this guy now. You know, shit I heard tonight. You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, my
prediction is this. He's going to win the election, but they're gonna assassinate him.
Well, you could say that, probably. I don't know. I hope not. I mean, it's the least thing I ever
hope
wanted.
Not. I hope.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him dead, but.
But you think they're that psychotic? Well, they've done it before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. You know, I don't. Like I said. I mean, I hope not.
Everything they're doing is failing. This whole, I mean, the judge in Fulton County gave Trump the ability to appeal his ruling to the appeals court. Now, granted, the appeals court is smack dab in Atlanta, but that's neither here nor there. He gave him the ability to appeal his real ruling. So,
he had the right to. He didn't need their fucking approval. You have a right in any judgment to file an appeal. That's a right.
Fine. So, he's going to appeal this thing and. This, if he gets a fair shake from the appeals court, then Fannie Willis is done and this case is done. You know?
Well, Fannie Willis is pretty well done herself anyway. She's fucking done anyway. You know, we just got, how many, 8 months left to go before, or how many, no, we got that long, do we? No, it's the third month, okay.
I think her election happens... like in August or September.
Eight months, right?
Yep.
8 months.
In August?
Yep. August.
Her election's in August?
Yes.
She's fucking a whack-a-loon, ain't she? You know?
Yeah.
They popped her for
fucking
having that other lawyer.
Yep.
You know what's going to be really fun to watch? Is when Trump is done with this New York case, you know, with the $84 million, and he gets it through on appeals and everything and wins, it's going to be fun to watch Trump own the state of New York.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm thinking, too. He's going to take everything they fucking got. There won't be a fucking nothing for them to get a grip on. New York is New York City's gonna belong to Donald Trump, if not the whole fucking state.
Well, no, I'm not talking about New York City. I'm talking about the whole fucking state.
Right, exactly. Well, I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. City, then I said state. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
She's fucking. She's doing more damage than doing it. And the funny thing about it is, how is it people? Like the shit I went through tonight. How do they believe wrong is right? You know, it's common knowledge of what the fuck is going on. You see it right in front of you. You know what I mean?
Well,
and you think everything is peachy fucking keen? But you're paying fucking $3.20 a gallon for gasoline, $3.90 for fucking diesel fuel. You know, milk is expensive as fuck now. Everything in the store is expensive. Walmart used to have these little $1 flashlights, okay? They're rubber. They're made by this timber line company, where the fuck do they are, whatever. But they're cheap. They were like a dollar a piece, okay? They run three AAA batteries. You know, I've had tons of them. I used to buy them by the case because, you know, fuck, they're a dollar a flashlight. Yeah, what are you going to lose? You know what I mean? They work. And you got to put batteries. You got batteries in them ready to go. So anyway, I was cruising through there today. And I went through the sporting goods, so just looking around and just fucking off. And I seen them flashlights, okay, that I gave a dollar for. You know what they are nowadays? $1.88.
$4.
$1.88 from a dollar. Now, that is almost double the price. And everything around you has either doubled or tripled in price.
Yep.
If you watch. You find times there's shit that, it, you know, if it's on a sale ad in a grocery store, if you don't get there first thing in the fucking morning where they open the door to get to that shit, by the time 9 o'clock comes around, none of it's there. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's looking. That's how it's going.
And here,
then I started noticing in Walmart, it's these fuckers. I don't know where they're from. I don't, you know, but they stick in groups in Walmart. It's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, no.
And you're right about him. You're right about Trump owning New York. Because here's the deal. Here's what I would advise Trump to do. After all this is done, you go ahead and sue Letitia James and you sue Kathy Hochul and you sue the whole state, you know, and take them. You take them for everything they're worth. You make Letitia James poor. That's the only thing they understand is you take away their power and their money. That's what they understand, right?
Somewhat.
Yeah, you know, and then and then as far as AOC goes, there was an AT&T thing or something. They were going to build some sort of a thing in her district, one of these like AT&T or whatever it was, or one of these
Amazon,
and she came out against it and cost them a number of jobs in her own district, and it's like, okay, they're pissed at her. They remain pissed at her. Now with this whole thing about RICO, she's in trouble. Now, will they elect another Libtard? Probably, but she herself.
Well, she's up for election too, ain't she? Ain't she up for election?
Yes.
Yeah.
God damn, I hope she's out of there. Who's running against her?
Every congressperson in the House of Representatives is up for election.
Okay.
Every one of them.
Yep. This ought to be interesting.
There's a libtard that's against her, and then there's also a woman that ran against her. There's a libtard that's against her in the primaries, but there's a conservative MAGA person that's against her that's going to run against her in the general. And this other person is the MAGA person lost by 20 points the last time. But, again, that's 2 years ago, and things have changed dramatically in 2 years. You know, so I'm not saying this woman's going to win. I'm just saying she could make it closer this time, you know.
Yeah.
It all depends on what happens.
Now, let me tell you this. I can guarantee you right now, today, as much money as you want to bet, AOC will win her congressional seat back. That's a guarantee.
We'll see.
That's guaranteed 100%.
We'll see if she survives her primary, because apparently there's another flaming libtard in that primary against her. You know, now he's a male.
AOC in January, AOC will be seated again in Congress.
She's
That's a guarantee.
She's,
That's
yeah,
a guarantee.
She's placed there. She ain't got to worry about a fucking election. She's placed there. They're going to put her there anyway or make like she won the fucker regardless. Ain't going to matter. Don't, you know, maybe they fucking what?
Just like I can guarantee you that right now, I mean, I can guarantee you right now, the Joe Biden is going to end up with 80% of the vote in her district. Guaranteed.
Yep.
No questions.
Yep. Well, listen here, man, I'm going to say this, and I don't care who I offend or anything like that, but here's my fucking deal. If Joe Biden wins this presidency again, voted in, that is going to indicate to me and tell me that I live in the dumbest fucking country on the goddamn planet Earth. So right. I need to go to another planet somewhere. You know what I mean? Could you imagine? It'd be catastrophic. You know, it would not be a good thing.
Okay, here's the deal. The Democrat that's running against her in this district is an ex-Wall Street banker. So, he's got money
so
behind
she's gonna,
him.
So she's going to lose. She's going to lose in the primary. That's guaranteed. That Wall Street banker is going to lose in the – and I can guarantee you she'll lose in the primary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, he's got the money behind him, but we'll see. We'll see if he loses or not.
He's gonna lose. There's no doubt about it in my mind. He will lose, and AOC will get seated back in Congress, guaranteed, without any hesitation or reservations.
Let's see, that's the person that's running in the primary against her.
AOC is going to win every one of the elections she has to go through to go back to Congress. That is a given. I can guarantee you that because I know who's going to be. I know who's going to be counting the votes.
Mm-hmm. Now the other person who's going to run in her against her in the general is somebody that supported George Santos, a person by the name of Tina Forte, or Fort, or whatever you pronounce her last name, depending on where you're from. You know, so, and she only got 27% of the vote.
Don't matter.
Last time, so.
I'm not
banking on her beating her anyway. So that's the thing. Yeah, she may have a ton of money saved up, but that's going to be wasting a $1.5 million or whatever happens to be that she's got that this Forte girl has saved up. That's going to be wasting that money. You know. But yeah, that's now pie in the sky. There's two races in New York that are going, you know, that are happening. This one, and there's another one where George Santos has switched districts to the first district. That the person in this first district is a never Trumper, and if Santos wins that district, he's back in Congress, you know, and it's another Republican, of course, that he's running against, but it's a never Trumper Republican. So if he wins and if the pie in the sky and this Forte wins, which not isn't going to happen, I'm not saying it is, but you're getting two seats for the price of one, you know. If Forte happens to beat, you know, AOC, but much like what's happening with Steve Garvey in California, If Steve Garvey comes close in California against a liar that's running former Adam Schiff shit for brains, you know, then that's an earthquake. If he if Garvey happens to beat Adam Schiff for that Senate race, then that's an extinction level hit by a meteor. You know, that would be that, you know. Steve Garvey and Schiff are running for what's her name?
Feinstein.
Feinstein. Yep. They're running for Feinstein's seat. And by the way, I think Feinstein's seat used to be Kamala Harris's seat, I think. Kamala Harris was a senator, I believe, wasn't she?
Well, they said she was.
Yeah. Well, we know how she got there anyway, because she was Willie Brown's girlfriend.
And she can suck the chrome off a trailer hitch.
Yep. Hey, Ryan, it hasn't helped you out being Nancy's boyfriend, has it? Ron?
You probably had to go tinkle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Who
else is on
the bathroom is a no electronics free zone.
Yes. And who knows who else is called in, if anybody. Yeah, I really wish I would have caught you on that other idiots' show. I missed it.
I didn't. And tell you how chicken shit they really are.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have a chat room.
Well, Jesus Christ. As I recall, there have not been a lot of BTR shows that have not had a chat, other than the fact that if there's BTRs crapping out again, you know. But
the few times I've been there, they've never had a chat room.
Yeah,
and I've been to, you know, actually more shows than what I thought. You know, the host doesn't open up a chat room.
Huh?
So the only interaction you get is you have to call in.
Yep. Before Loki passed away and before RZ decided to take his show away, you know. And go to Spreaker.
Who?
RZ.
Well, yeah.
You know, reactionaries. You know.
Yeah.
Even he had a chat room. Halls of Valhalla, all of Spin This and all that shit. They had chat rooms. The vast majority of these shows that are on or have been on BTR have had chat rooms.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, they do. And, you know, a chat room is something the host controls, and they can either turn it on or turn it off.
Yep. Or, in certain host case, fly off the handles when he gets trolls. But that's another thing altogether.
Yeah. Well, you know, yep. I was tonight I was thinking that I was going to call into that show, and I was going to tell them that I've got a lawsuit pending against them for things that they've done on BTR, and that I've already got a judge lined up and everything else, and the judge has already determined that you are guilty, and you will be subpoenaed, mm-hmm. and you'll have to appear in court, just like Donald Trump.
Yep.
Who was guilty before he even went to, who was guilty before he even went to trial.
And basically, the other thing you should have added to that is, since I'm Santa Claus, you're going to be getting a big lump of coal in your stocking this year. But do it. Fucking do it. You know, that's it. You got to play the game the way it's being played. Play by the rules that are set. Right now, the rules that are set is lawfare. That's it. Yes. Kane, how are you? How are the pooches tonight, boy?
Ron must not have had to pee.
He's not back yet. And
no.
Obviously, Glenn's not here, so he must be at Vaughn's show or something.
Huh? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I was there, but when I saw that Vaughn had a show up, I came here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know tomorrow night our friend Robert's going to have his show. And then Donnie C. on Saturday, and then Laurie on Sunday.
Yeah, well, Saturday, we got Donnie, we got RZ, and then I can't remember who comes on. After, well, Donnie's usually run pretty long. But RZ comes on about an hour before Donnie's does.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm usually late in going into Donnie's show, because, you know, I'm over at RZ.
It's 7 o'clock my time for, 7 o'clock my time for RZ's show. And then, if we're not paying attention, Ron may sneak a show in, or Jay Clark.
Clark doesn't do anything on the weekends. He's, I think, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And that's due to his work schedule. I've seen Clark come on quite a bit here lately, but it's all like mic tests and all that stuff, which, you know, mm-hmm. you can tune into and stuff, but, you know, he's not taking any calls or doing any of the normal bullshit, you know, that would happen on our show, because he just tested his equipment and playing with it.
Yep. Who knows when he's going to actually do it.
But then Donnie also has a show on Sunday before Lori Ann's show. But his show is, that show that he does on Sunday is pretty zeroed in on UAW stuff.
Yeah.
Hello?
Which, you know, which is interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
Did I just hear Suzette's voice?
You did.
Suzette.
Hello.
Hello, Suzette.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Gunn. Hello, Boyd. And, of course, Father Ron.
I don't know if Gunn is here yet or not, but you are.
Oh, I am. Yes, I am. I thought I heard Gunn's voice. He's probably at the kitchen bar.
No, I don't think he's here yet.
No?
Ah. When I was over at Vaughn's show, he wasn't there yet either, so... that's been about 35, 45 minutes ago, but, you know, when I was there at Vaughn's show, he wasn't here, and I'm thinking maybe he's gone to the titty bar, but that's Gunn for you, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I found the story because it's buried in a lot of places, but the same publication that had broke the Hunter Biden story and then Twitter before Elon Musk took over, had removed it from Twitter. So, you know, and they were trying to suppress the laptop and all that. Well, the New York Post was the original story publisher for that. And they also are the ones putting out An Irish Society, An Unpaid Loan, and Hypocrisy of Letitia James. I haven't found too much, if any, video on it posted on YouTube, but I do have the story. So, if you guys want to hear it, let me know.
What was this with Letitia James?
Well, it looks like she's up to shenanigans or had been up to shenanigans in the same thing that she's charging Trump with, except Trump didn't actually do what she's claimed or alleged to do. She did herself. And this involves, it says, a grand old building on Fifth Avenue. And an unpaid loan, a fading family dynasty, a James Joyce theatrical production, which almost ended in fistcuffs, and hypocrisy from the AG. And so so there's this dude named James Doyle, a wealthy man from Georgia. He loved his Irish roots, and so he had joined the board of this nonprofit society or group, whose crown jewel is it's a rare Gilded Age mansion at 991 Fifth Avenue. And right across the street, basically, is Central Park and the Met. So it's like prime real estate.
Right.
So over the years, they mismanaged the money. They borrowed $3 million from Mr. Doyle because they mismanaged their funds and they were going to lose the building. So they gave him an appraisal. And he didn't have it done appraised officially. He just trusted them because, you know, he's on the board. They're good people. Okay, well, I'll give you, you know, $3 million then to bring it back to the black. So this Cahill family had taken it over from the original family, which I just mentioned ago, which was the James Joyce family. And the son... who is a tropical disease specialist said to have treated Pope John Paul II after he was shot and had reportedly raised money to renovate the mansion to its former glory when he took it over in the 70s. And so he would go every St. Patrick's Day and, you know, stand on the balcony and everybody would cheer during the parade and all that and see him and this and that. So in 2019, his son Christopher, who was 55 then, got in a confrontation with the director of that repertory theater. And so Doyle, he had gone back to Georgia, but every time he visited, you know, or needed to come back to be under the board to do whatever business they needed to do. So, you know, he's not aware of what's going on with the mismanagement of money. So I guess it was in 2021 that son, Cahill, was trying to sell the building for $52 million. Mm-hmm. But it was valuated. They told him it was $80 million and had air rights. So that means they could build up if they needed to, or, you know, Doyle wanted to or whoever. So what happened? Oh, he died the following year. And then Letitia James stepped in, citing a petition she had received opposing the sale. And she announced that by state law, any sale of a nonprofit asset had to be approved by her. So she had stopped the sale altogether. And so, let's see, she says, it's an amazing place, to the Irish voice. So I guess she said it like she was Irish. We had to save it, had to save it. One day people can come here and enjoy it again. And, well, that's all well, it says here. But Doyle still was owed $3 million. And so the AG had appointed an interim board of directors separate from the repertoire directory place, the theater. So she formed her own board of directors. And they had persuaded Doyle, the man who loaned them the $3 million, to not sell it, not try to collect on it or anything else, even though he was supposed to be paid back by now. And he wasn't supposed to do that until 2023, before July 2023. But by August 2023, he still hadn't been repaid. And so he initiated foreclosure proceedings. And Letitia James stepped in and said, no, you can't do that because the mortgage was invalid because he was a board member, which doesn't make any sense, but that's what it says. So on Friday, Doyle launched a lawsuit against the society and requested a subpoena be issued against James, requiring her to produce a raft of documents, including anything relating to campaign events hosted at the townhouse or any contributions to her political campaign from the society itself or any of its members or directors. And Doyle's lawyer happens to be Trump's old lawyer, Tim Pollitore. And so he alleges that James' enthusiastic involvement in the Doyle case may be driven by connections with defendants and points out that the uncanny similarities between his client's predicament and the notorious case James brought against Donald Trump for supposedly inflating the value of his properties to get a better mortgage, although her office is now taking a polar opposite position. So the lawsuit that Doyle has against her right now was given fraudulently inflated evaluations. That's what he filed. On the townhouse, putting its market value over $80 million, Kay Hill and the society's current president general, James Normill, made representations to Doyle that the building had air rights and could be built or rebuilt higher than its current height. Quote, in reality, there were no air rights, and the actual value is close to $20 million. So the society made a gross over evaluation in order to get that $3 million from Doyle. So Doyle is a victim. There is no victim with Trump. Doyle fell victim to these people who over-evaluated and lied about the rights he had with air rights, which there are none, and the fact that they evaluated it at $80 million, and it was only worth $20 million. So, her business with nobody is above the law.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You sure about that? All righty, cool. That works for us. So
well,
that's what's going on with that. But nothing's going to happen with it. You know, it'll get swept under. But at least we know she's not as clean as she pretends to be. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I wish I would have saved the link. Maybe I did. But I saw a link of a news story that claims that Erdogan, the judge, had received a $10 million bribe from the Biden administration to convict Trump.
Enron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which?
I haven't heard about that yet, but let's look it up. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Well, you're not going to because, you know, they're not going to report that.
No.
Just like they're not going to report on the laptop.
Hmm.
You know.
But as boy,
but then again, I don't know. You know, I really didn't read the article. I just saw the headline, and you know, it was like, well, fuck yeah, he got a bribe. You know.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be something that in finding out that he got a bribe to convict Trump, since he already convicted Trump as being guilty before the trial even started.
Right.
You know, wouldn't that be real fun to find out? And it came from the Bidens.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know.
Oh yeah.
And then, wouldn't it be real fun to watch Trump walk out of the courtroom with the appeals and the lawsuit and everything, and Trump actually end up owning the state of New York?
We can only dream.
We can only dream. Well, I mean, who knows? This is a weird time, you know. This is,
and it would be, yeah. And it after he owns it, he changed the name to the State of Trump.
Yep. And then for God's sake, you know, he owns the state of New York. He can come in there and get rid of Hochul, you know, and just take her out of office and all that stuff, you know. Just remove her from office, remove Letitia James from office, you know, and all the people.
I don't know if he could do that.
Right.
But he could completely bankrupt the state of New York to where they have no funds to do anything.
Well, also what he could do, and I said this earlier, Boyd, is that he could take Letitia James to court herself. I mean, she's amassed a $15 million fortune, right? Probably more than that, because she's a fucking Soros DA. So how much money has she gotten from Soros, right? She's a Soros AG, so. How much money has he gotten? Since she gotten from Soros, you know? Don't give me the fact that his fingerprints are on the money because it went through this foundation and that foundation and this and that and whatever. No, his fingerprints are all over the goddamn money. All right, so.
But that's,
you know,
not illegal, though.
Just how much? If he sues her, if he comes up and sues her. You know, or liable, and he can go, okay, I'm suing you for liable in this court over here that's not the same court, and in a much more conservative area of New York, and I'm gonna sue you for liable and. Sue you for $1 billion. You know, this is a joke. This is a farce. These whole three cases in New York are a farce, right? So why not play into that by suing Letitia James for $1 billion in libel? She's gonna flip. Oh, I don't have that money, but fuck you. You know, you're trying to fuck Trump. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. If only, you know.
Well, don't count that out, though. Trump is that. I think that would be a shrewd move for Trump to make, to sue her for $1 billion. Because knowing, you know, they're saying, Trump is saying, well, he can't get the money to pay her. Well, put her in that same position. Okay, I'm going to sue you for $1 billion. Okay. You don't have the money? Fine. The more money, I'm going to have the judge charge you interest like you're charging me interest. Teach her a lesson.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yep. Well, if you go to the debt clock page, and on the top right corner, there's a little box, square or rectangle box or square box that says surprise box. And you click on it, and there's these memes, because they don't move, so they're pictures, but very interesting. And it's like as you go through them, because you click that one, and then you'll find, if you go to the U.S. debt clock .org, that's the page, the website, but the one on X that I also posted a link in the chat room, if you go to that, you can get all the memes or images that were put in that surprise box, and you just scroll down and you look at them all, and very interesting. Why would they do that? Why would they put these images in there?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm looking at the Citizen Free Press, and the top headline, it's a news aggregator, the top headline on it is True Social set to go public Monday under symbol DJT, stake for Trump with buy worth $3 billion on paper. Now, if that ends up being $3 billion actually, if True Social ends up being worth $3 billion, there's your deal, right? And it also says that you can't sell stock for 8 months, but you know.
Well, he's got nothing that's liquid, you know, liquid assets, and that's where his problem is. It's not that he doesn't have the money, per se, but since he can't sell any of his assets in order to, as far as create liquidity that can pay for, to cover that bond, he's stuck because he doesn't have that money, like, in the bank or in a safe or anything where he can just go get it.
All right, hang on, Suzette. I'm looking at the U.S. debt clock. Okay.
Okay.
Where is this? Where's this thing you wanted me to click on for whatever?
Okay. Go to the far right of the page, upper right, and it says secret window. Open secret window.
I see secret window.
You have to go to the far right of it. There may be a slide bar at the bottom of your page in order to be able to slide across. And then the top right, open secret window, click on that.
Damn, I don't see nothing like that.
And
I'm on the usdebtclock.org, and I don't see a secret window anywhere.
That's strange. Because it should be there. And it was a link that I put in the chat room?
Yeah, the U.S. debt clock.
Yeah, .org. I wonder why it's not coming up. Okay. Yeah, usdebtclock.org. Okay, so.
Now, there's some stuff down, like amazing mobile app and 3,000 live stats in your pocket type of stuff, but, you know, that's at the bottom of the page. Still here? Hello.
I'm here.
God, I hate having a fucking family. I hate children. I hate people. I hate the fucking world.
There you are.
Yeah.
Where the
Sorry
hell
about
you
that.
Been?
I had a phone call. Drama. Drama shit, you know. Everybody's got to have fucking drama. Come to me for it.
Drama, mama.
Bring it to Rec. Fuck, he'll fix it. Fuck, he will. Don't give a fuck.
Let me put that.
He's drunk. He's heading off to your place. No, he's not. How's he going to get in here? Yeah, so.
Come all you want.
Do it. Come on.
Just mm-hmm. do it. Just do it. Just do it. Or was it just did it? Was that that what was it? Just do it. Nike. And then you seen those dead people down in California. That one group of people wearing the Nike shoes and they had the gel blankets. Remember that? What was that called?
No.
That group? That religious freak group? You didn't hear about that?
No.
Oh yeah. Which was the name of them fuckers? They all poisoned herself. They all laid in these bunks and went and poisoned herself. In California, those people died. They were all wearing Nike tennis shoes and
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
One with the mothership.
Yeah, the mothership, right? The outer spaceship, right? Well, anyway, we still saying just do it, you know, like that. Well, that used to be their motto for Nike, just do it, and it was posted somewhere in a magazine actually. It said, just did it.
Yeah.
It had a picture of dead people, with the Nike shoes on. It was funny as hell. I died laughing. That was too fucking hilarious. Yeah, just did it.
Oh, by the way, that article I was talking about earlier that I put into the Gunslinger's Room and the other places on Facebook.
Right, right.
You put it, Suzette put it into the chat room here on your show, your chat room.
Okay, all right.
It's right there.
From the Never Study Unpaid Loan Hypocrisy. Okay. Is that the one?
That's it. New York Post.
The Irish Society. Yeah.
Yep. So,
you know, I don't know what the fuck you did, but you know, you're gonna have to maybe drop yourself off the line because Suzette was here and we were having a nice conversation with Suzette, and then you fucking showed up. And
okay,
all of a sudden,
I'm out of here.
Gone.
Go ahead. I'm having technical issues with my fucking mouse is fucking up. God damn it, Timmy.
Fuck.
What else is going to go wrong the fucking night, man? Fucking mouse went dead on me. Frick, motherfucker. God. You know, if there weren't no bad luck, there'd be no luck at all. Swear to God. That's how I feel my life is. Fuck, man. More bullshit, fucking people, and fucking fuck. I like that Vic guy.
Did any of those links work, Boyd? The two new ones I just posted?
Well, no. Did you throw some more links in there?
Yeah, I threw two more in there. They're the last ones that I posted just a moment ago under Jay Clark's. And try either one of those.
Well...
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the USS, I'm on the webpage, usdebtclock.org.
Okay.
And there's no, I don't see any link that says secret window at all on it.
No square box?
No.
Okay.
Either you caught it at the right time, Suzette, and you got a chance to see it, but they figured out something and they took it off. I don't know.
Something, because I'm using that link, and then again, there's a slide bar at the bottom. I had to adjust my page to 67%. You know how it's at 100 normally, page size go, so I had to reduce the size. And then there's a sidebar at the bottom to get to the farthest right. And the farthest right that I see as far as the numbers running, what is your farthest right top little debt clock that's running? What does that say? You know how it says excess tax, payroll tax.
Okay. Crazy.
What?
I'm reading this. I'm just...
Oh.
Hey, Suzette.
Mm-hmm.
When you hit that click for secret window,
mm-hmm.
okay, does it open up a new page?
It opens the X page that they pointing to their account on X. Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, I see the X page link. You know, Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay,
now,
go ahead.
I've saw that from the links that you'd put in.
Okay, yeah, I was like trying to get you guys to get there either way, just to show you the images that are on that, in that secret box that they're posted on X.
Oh. Well,
are you on X now?
Well, yeah, I got the U.S. debt clock up there on X. It just says U.S. debt clock there, and that's about it.
Okay. U.S. debt clock, and then there should be an image right underneath it, but let me see here what happened. Yeah, no, there should be an image right underneath it.
Hang on. Okay, I see a U.S. debt clock mobile image.
Yes, and
great,
does it have...
Lee. Huh?
Oh, I'm saying, does it have the Fed and the Money Factory? There should be an image there, a cartoon.
It says great. Well, yeah, damn it. To the post. Come on, take me back to the post. Okay, I see the U.S. debt clock mobile image.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one that comes up as I scroll down says Great Jubilee, Debt to Wealth Transformation, Debt Clock, something with John Adams.
But you don't see any images? Just
well,
text?
These are images.
You know, cartoon images, pictures. You know, that you're scrolling down, somebody will post an image, a picture of something. In this case, it's pertaining to our financials, you know.
Well, I see the image of a debt clock mobile, an image that says the Great Jubilee. Then there's an image of something that John Adams had, and a $100 bill with Woodrow Wilson's picture
okay.
on it.
All right.
U.S. Restoration.
There should be a lot
yeah,
of different,
I see
you know, as you come down. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of different image posts on here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the world behind. New money revolution. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So these images was posted on a different day on that debt clock. So tomorrow when you click that surprise box on the debt clock page, not Twitter, but the debtclock.org, the surprise box will have a different image that you click on that will take you to X so you can see the image.
Ah, I see. Okay. No, it. I don't see it on my page that was the debt clock itself.
Okay. Well, we know that the White House has, somewhat recently have had some major construction underneath, but they said that they were rebuilding the inside, remodeling and the stores and stuff like that. And we know that there's tunnels underneath there because Congress uses those tunnels to get around, and there's shops down there. They can get their hair cut and do whatever they need to do. But since we knew what we knew, and, it's a good-sized facility, but those renovations that they did happened to include a lot more stuff. And there's an image here. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 floors down to ground level on this thing. So
yeah,
no. Shows different elevators and different stuff. And I was like, holy cow, this thing is huge. And it is, because it's supposed to be, contains laboratories, the tunnels we talked about, prisons, anti-gravity speed rails, military facilities, meeting rooms. We knew about those, and kitchens and stuff. But we didn't know how extensive this thing was. you just think, okay, like a basement size, but you may go further down to have these things. But this thing is like massive, and entrances leading way out to some park or whatever, these tunnels. It's very extensive. But,
underneath the Capitol building?
Actually, this one is underneath the White House.
Oh, underneath the White House. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say the ones that are underneath the Capitol building itself, I got lost in there, in those tunnels and corridors and stuff underground of the underneath the Capitol building.
I bet. And you know what? You're right. It is the Capitol now that I will say right.
Okay. Well, yeah, I got lost down in there. Me and two other guys, we'd gone down the elevators in the Capitol building to get to the, subway building, because we wanted to go over to the Long Street building or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we got in the wrong friggin' elevator, and we ended up down in these friggin' corridors walking around, all of us dressed, in our biker stuff, wandering the halls. Nobody's there. There's cameras. We're walking past, like, break rooms and kitchens and communications rooms and, all sorts of shit down there in different fucking levels, and here is the surprising thing that probably scared me the most while we were down there. We're wandering around absolutely totally fucking lost, and there's cameras and shit, in the hallway and stuff like that, and we were down there a good 45 minutes to an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
Wow.
And the whole time that we were down there, not one, we saw absolutely, positively nobody. We saw some people in the break room, as we walked by.
Right.
But, not one person, not one. We didn't even see anybody in the hallways when we were walking. Not one person challenged
us. Wow,
somebody
could die in there. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was all well lit and everything, but fuck.
No souls.
No, I mean, nobody fucking stepped out to say, hey, what are you doing down here?
Yeah.
Or can I help you? You know, we wanted to get the fuck out of there, and not one person challenged us. So, we finally decided that whenever we walked past a stairway that went up or down, we were going to go up. And some of the stairways only went up one level, and that was it. And then we walked the halls again and find another stairway that went up, and we would go up. We finally ended up coming out at the, what do you call the center of a building that has like a little park in it?
Atrium?
Yeah, an atrium. But it was open to the air, you know, it was full of, and finally got up and made the surface of the ground. Saw trees, buildings, windows, shit like that. And our decision was to get out. We had to find a set of unlocked doors. And then we were inside the building again and walked through to another set of doors that got us out onto the street to where we could get a cab. To where we could get a cab, right?
Mm-hmm.
And get back to where we wanted to be. And we got jumped in the cab, and we made turn around the block to the right. It was the Long Street building, the building that we wanted to go to. And it was Don Young's congressional office that we wanted to be in was right there. That's how close we came, but how far we went.
Jeez. You guys went through entire maze.
Oh, I mean, yes. It was a fucking maze. I'll tell you what. You ain't never going to go find a cornfield maze as good as this one.
No way. It sounds like this. I mean, get lost in there and nobody to help you, and you probably couldn't get a signal.
Well,
on your phone.
This was back in the 90s.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I missed that part.
Probably,
yeah.
90. Let's see. What was it? Probably 90, 96 or 98.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah, no cell phones. And really,
okay,
unless
so
you had one,
boy,
of the big bulky ones that worked.
You're looking at those, you saw those cameras. Okay, you're telling me that those security cameras didn't have any microphones anywhere near them where you could just say, hey, anybody there? You know?
Tinker. No, we weren't that smart. But we weren't also, we also weren't all that quiet as we were walking down the hallway, said, where in the fuck are we? And how
yeah.
the fuck do we get, and how the fuck do we get out of here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yelling, anybody? Anybody?
Anyone?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
We're in overtime now, kids. So there you go.
Yeah.
Party on. Party on.
And there was absolutely going to be no fucking way that we were going to be able to backtrack ourselves, because everything looked the same. It was all brick, and it was all beige.
Hmm.
You know, and you could tell that these bricks were laid when they made the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, you could barely get two people wide in that hallway.
Mm-hmm.
The single file.
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah. They were showing the tunnels and people in them. Yeah. And if you're claustrophobic, that wouldn't be the place to be. That's for sure.
Right. Well, and it also sounds like there was this episode of Seinfeld where they go to the mall and they get into one of these parking garages and all the levels are, yeah, it makes these eight, level A, B, C, D, E, whatever, but they all look the same. They're all painted the same. They all, you know, it's like, okay, how am I going to find my car at this, in this thing when everything's painted the same? All the levels are painted the same, and it's like, oh, it's like going through a maze, going down each thing to find the car, and it's like, yeah, how am I going to find it?
Right.
You know? That is. Oh, boy, by the way.
That was what we were in was Seinfeld times 10.
Oh, wow. Cool. Well, not so cool, but yeah, pretty good. You know who I really miss, though, boy? I really miss BZ. You know, Berserk Bobcat.
I have seen some stuff, and he's on Rumble now, from what I understand.
Oh.
And I can't, I have to go back and look to see when and where he's at on Rumble again. Because I saw it and said I was going to go, but then I forgot what day it was and I couldn't quite find it. And so I've missed it. I think I'll have to PM him and say, hey, you know, where?
Right.
Where and when? Did you go to BZ's? The Bobcat Saloon, Suzette?
No.
Oh, man, that was a good show.
It was a good show. Let's see.
To BZ.
Well, here's the deal. I'm looking at it right here. And the last show he did, it said BZ Berserk Bobcat Saloon. And the last show he did was on, it was 2 days ago.
Is that on Rumble?
That's on Rumble.
Okay. Rumble, rumble, rumble. There you are.
Put in
and
BZ,
it's called B. Go ahead, BZ.
BZ's Berserk Bobcat Saloon radio show. I just followed.
It came right up. It came right up. Oh. I am a pushback. It says blowing the zeppelin.
Yep.
2 days ago. What was he talking about?
I haven't played it yet.
Politics and stuff. All sorts of shit.
He says with guest Scotty Roberts, author, illustrator, designer, historian, theologian, rogue, recantor, rake, Rastabout, Rascal, and Renaissance Man. All rolled up into one.
Oh, yeah. He would have a lot of, we'd do a lot of that stuff. He'd bring on some guy that was out doing research on Bigfoot and shit like that and some of the weird shit that happened with him and, you know.
Oh, yeah. We'd enjoy something like that, especially Rob. He likes to listen to talk radio, those stories and stuff. Mm-hmm.
He is a saner version of Wreck.
Yes. Yes,
he's crazy, but you know, he's not as crazy as Ron.
Oh, okay.
The other thing,
you see his picture? My
yes.
wife thought it was me. She wondered how in the hell my picture got on that show.
Or the fact that you might even be hosting the show just by the picture.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why I used to call him the other Santa.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And then he used to do another. Now the other two guys have moved on, but he used to do another show with two other guys. That one of them was Ron, turned up to 11. You know.
Yeah.
Sean and what was the other guy's name? I'm blanking on his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the other guy was fucking wreck turned up to 11, if you can believe that. Last time I heard from BZ is he was going to move to, like, Colorado or Montana.
He moved to Idaho.
Him and his wife. I guess his wife finally got out
retired.
Of teaching or whatever she was doing. Because that was the only reason why he wasn't leaving, is because his wife had a job or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm a retired.
And he was
on by Brandon.
He was, and everybody was from California. And most of them were from the sheriff department.
Yep.
What did you say, Ron?
Yep.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to retire and move down by Branson, Missouri.
Oh.
So I'm going to sell my place and move out that way.
Why is that?
A couple more miles closer. We get a lot of retired people down here. A lot of them. A lot of people from California, too, and some from New York.
I bet.
And also other countries. Get them all. Fuck it.
Well, you know, Ron, if my plans as I have them, if my plans are as they, as I have them set right now, come through for me, you're going to get another call, and you better get your ass down to wherever I end up getting parked.
Call me. It depends on what my life's doing all the time, though, Boyd. You know, the problem when
I understand.
Yeah, death in the family, so I kind of fucked it up. So, you know,
yeah,
that was unexpected, too.
Well, the thing about it is that...
All right, go ahead.
The thing about it is that... my time schedule won't be near as solid as what I had to go through the last time you went through.
Cool. Excellent. That'd be real cool. Yeah, but my daughter-in-law's grandma died of stomach cancer, and it hit her quick, man. She found out she had it like 60 days later. She's dead, motherfucker. I'm like, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we weren't expecting that shit to come down that way. She went down fast, you know. Damn.
Well, I called you the day your son broke his fucking neck.
Oh, yeah. That's right, Chad. Yeah. You got fucking smacked by a big tree. Yep. Yep. Yeah, 27 stitches in the neck, man. Yeah, he's fucked up quite a while. Hey, man, goddamn neck brace for a long time.
Yeah.
You know? So. But now he just works in the shop. You don't get to go out and work in the trees no more, none of that shit. So that's cool, you know.
Yeah.
He still wants to drink a little too much at times, so he's still being an idiot. But, you know, he just turned 31 this month. Yeah, so. Remember when I was 31?
Mm-hmm.
God, life was so nicer then. Kinda. Yeah.
You just never
life
will.
Is a funny cycle, isn't it? The older we get, we look back to all the memories of what shit we've been through and done in our lives. Like, wow, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
You sit back and you you know, I don't know if you're like me, but I sit back and look at all the things that I did during my life and stuff and wonder how in the fuck did I survive?
Exactly. That's right. You betcha. Oh, yeah. I can go like a lot of instances in my life. Well, how the fuck did I make it through that? It's just amazing. You know?
Yep.
I mean, I've been hit by a car twice when I was a kid. I tore it by a fucking dog when I was a kid. You know, fucking hit me right in the face, man. Yeah, fucking. And the plastic surgeon put me back together. It was fucking looked like one of the fucking Oompa Loompas. I kid you fucking not.
Oh, my gosh.
He was a real sharp dude. He's the best plastic surgeon. He was the best plastic surgeon in the world. So, you know, I couldn't beat that, I guess. He did me right. I mean, you see very little of anything, you know. So that's cool.
That's
the dog tore the whole side of my face off me, you know. Fuck me.
Oh,
tore,
my
lost my tear duct and everything in the eye and all that shit, yeah. But, yeah, I'm all right. I look fine. I mean, you can't – it's hard to tell any difference. I don't care.
Yeah, but
even if I was still fucked up,
that,
I wouldn't
care.
I'd dig it. I think it'd be cool sweat and go with my rock mantra, you know. And I'd go with it. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking right. Scary, ugly, fucking right. Yeah.
Way,
if I would have lost, I'd put a fucking steel one with that little red beam in it. You know, it'd be fucking awesome.
You're
like
telling yourself,
you know?
Yeah, and if you were...
And suck it up. Kick
and if
feet.
You were, yeah. And if you were a drummer for Kiss, they wouldn't allow you to paint your face.
I wouldn't have to. Fuck.
No, I know.
Think of the money I'd save. It's your makeup cost. Shit. But no, the doctor's pretty. This is back in fucking the late 70s. You know, I was still a kid. Yeah, he was like 11, 12 years old. Yeah, fucker jumped right in my face.
Got me. By the way, Suzette, the other show that BZ was on was called the Sackheads Radio. Sackhead Radio, I believe.
Yeah, that was the network too.
That was the network.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Again? Go ahead. I hear something in the background there. So anyway.
it was Sean and Cliff. Cliff was the guy you couldn't remember.
Cliff, yeah, because that guy was nuts.
Yeah.
That guy was fucking nuts.
Funnier than shit.
Funny as shit, but fucking nuts. That's all get out. You know, I mean, at one point they had a fucking cat in the studio with them.
Well, yeah, they, And I can't remember, I just, right now, for the life of me, I cannot remember the Bobcats. Name. God damn it.
Yeah. And somebody
I can't remember the Bobcat's name. I mean, and it was a Bobcat. It was a stuffed Bobcat, you know.
Yeah.
But
I remember
calling in quite a few times chewing on BZ's ass because he didn't get in the studio soon enough to get the lava lamp so it was all warmed up and working.
Yeah. I remember one night they told a story, I believe, on Sackheads that Sean had a couple of kids.
Oh, yeah.
And he sent the kid over with a meal, with some food for BZ, because BZ was going to do a show that night or whatever. And he said... He said to the kid was a young kid, be careful or you won't get any Christmas gifts this year. Because, well, BZ looks like Santa, you know?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yep.
Yeah, BZ and Sean had, BZ and Sean
oh, they
were
had...
there to, yeah. They were there to keep
they
Cliff
had,
on the reels. Because if
They had fun.
Yeah. They were there to keep Cliff on the rails, because half the time Cliff didn't show up, you know, at times, you know, but when he did, it's much like Lori Ann's show. They may have had a list of different things they would get to, they wanted to get to, but half the time they didn't get to half of them, because Cliff would go off the rails for about 30 minutes, and then if he was there, he would go off the rails for about 30 minutes, and then by that time, the show's half over with, you know,
yeah.
After the 15-minute intro and whatever. I mean, you know, that's how Cliff works. He was a nutbag on that show.
Well, you also have to remember, a lot of times Cliff didn't show up because he was working.
Yeah.
You know, Cliff was still a deputy.
Yeah.
And I think Sean was still a deputy also. So those guys were, those guys were hit and miss depending on what was going on. And
yeah.
They never talked about what was going on and why they weren't there. But, you know, knowing Cliff was still active, you know, in the sheriff's department and doing whatever, you know, you had to expect it.
Well, there was running jokes about Cliff on that show about, yeah, we all knew that he was on the sheriff's department, but there were running jokes about different things that he might be doing other than
It was about his nose.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, he's gotta go get surgery on his nose to cut it down or whatever the hell it was at the time. That's it. Big nose. And you've seen a picture of him, if you've ever seen a picture of him, you can believe that. You know? Because he had a big-ass nose. But, yeah.
It was a hell of a target. It was.
Yep. Yep. Yes, sir.
Better to stiff you with, my dear.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, those two guys on that show, BZ was the steadying force. You know, he was just as steady as you go on that show, because those two guys tended to go off on any, and if you trust the story that they tell, and I have no reason not to trust it, about how they originally started Sackheads, and it was in like a break room or something, and why don't we do a radio show and all that stuff, you know, which I do trust.
Well,
but
that gives me the inspiration to do another show myself.
BZ gotten. Tonight?
No, I'm going to start another channel, though.
Oh.
You said name theirs was Sackheads? I'm going to call mine Crackheads.
Sackheads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sackheads.
Ooh, that ought to bring it over some interesting characters.
It should. That's what I'm saying. That would be a delightful show. Very delightful.
BZ used to have authors on his show sometimes, you know?
Yep. Oh, yeah. And then he'd bring on guys that were running for office and stuff like that. You know, you never knew, never quite knew what was going to happen at the show until you either read the show notes or you tuned in.
Yep. And he was the one that had two houses. He had one in the city where his wife, you know, was working and all that stuff, but he also they all lived somewhere near Sacramento, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
And he had
they had his and her houses.
Yep. Yep. But those three guys were always, and they had other people on that network. They had other different people that did shows on the network as well. But I'm blanking on some of them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, but yeah. The main three were those three guys. And then.
Well, I think the Facebook page is still up.
Yeah. And then the other three guys, Sean was the first one to take a step back. And then, he still did shows here and there, but Sean was the first one to take a serious step back, and it became Sackheads Against Tyranny, or S-H-A-T, Shat.
Hey, boy.
You know, so...
The other night was Shabaka there. Did you ever get through to him?
Huh?
Did you ever get through to him when you were talking to that guy Shabaka about how people need to get along and stop this and that going on and everything? You were making some great points. Did he ever catch on? Or?
Oh, I think so. Yeah,
you think so?
You know, we got talking music. You know, some of these assholes, you know, you could probably go out and have a fucking beer with them, have a good time.
Oh, sorry.
Just stay off the fucking subjects and stuff like that. You know.
I tried to listen. I mean, what you're saying was like spot on and everything, but it seemed like it was just going one ear and out the other with them, and I had to hang up. It was,
well,
it was killing me.
No, I think he was agreeing with me a lot, okay, but from a different angle, which is just fine, you know. At least towards the end before we got cut off, I thought, you know, we were doing pretty good.
All right.
You know?
Good. Well, that's good. I was just curious. Like I said, I had to leave because it was killing me. Because I don't know. To me, it was a little bit of disrespect that he wasn't taking on what you were trying to say. And I thought you were saying some good points where it was just, you know, about time.
Yeah, well, he was, you know, I was saying points from my side of the house, and he was saying points from his side of the house. And, you know, when you all get through with making our points, you know, we're looking at the same fucking problem from different angles, which is, you know, that's a good thing to do, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Because you never know what's right around the corner, and one of them could fuck up, and one of them not, you know, because you didn't see something.
Yeah,
you know,
What I stung him was the fact I said, you know, it doesn't matter what color you fucking are, it's still the same shit. You know, that's just the way it is, man.
You know, no, yours was when you asked about slavery. I thought that was awesome. Mm-hmm. That was like fucking perfect, man. I was laughing so hard because he didn't know what to say. He had to bail. I mean, that was a great question. Yeah. I was even stunned. I was like, oh, what a brilliant way to ask somebody like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is what it is, man.
The only thing I have a problem with Shabaka with is he got, when I was talking about the Firearms Act of 1934, he went and searched for the other one from 38. So, you know, which was not the one I was talking about. But that's one half one. Six of one, one half of a dozen of the other, because you searched for the wrong thing. But it is what it is.
Well, I couldn't tell you really when the National Firearms Act went in, you know, as to what year it was. All I know is that it's fucking there. It's been there for a long fucking time. And it fucking sucks. Okay?
Yep. It does suck.
You know, it was like, you know, I can remember telling Chewbacca, you know, I said, you know, every 2 years these fucking Democrats come out and say how poor you are and how they're going to fix you and all of this stuff. And I said, I've heard that all my fucking life, every fucking election year. And guess what? You guys are still fucking poor. You know, they haven't done a fucking thing to you except steal your fucking vote.
Mm-hmm. And he agree with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, we weren't all that far apart. You know, and if you really get down and look at it, we're not all that, really that far apart. But the fucking government and the liberals are still trying to drive a wedge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like to have my ass chewed off on his show one day because, you know how he was talking bad about the Congressional Black Caucus?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was on his show and I called him the fucking house niggers.
Ouch.
You know, and I told him, and before I even did that, I told him, you know, listen, I mean no disrespect, but them boys is house niggers. And
yeah, you're
they,
right.
And the thing, the thing that really pissed me off about the whole thing is that They all agreed with what I said. They were just pissed off that I said it. They could say it, but I can't say it. You know, it's like bullshit.
Yeah.
Boyd, you're Irish, right?
Huh?
You have any Irish in you? I mean, are you part Irish?
Well, I've always been told I was Scotch-Irish.
Okay, that's fine. That works for me. Same here. The reason I'm asking you that question because, you know, the Irish were considered niggers back then.
Yeah, we were, weren't we?
Yes, yeah, sure were. We were treated worse than, or I'd say the Irish were treated worse than black people at the time.
Yep. Yeah.
Especially the ones that stayed in Ireland and then all the nobles, or let's say nobles, but the ones that had money. All came to here in America to strike it rich. And when the potato famine happened, so then they all come over here. And then when they get here, they get off the shore and they see the people that would own them pretty much in Ireland. And it's like they just grab them and say, oh, here we are. Yeah, you thought you were going to get away from us. Now we put you in the coal mines. And then you'll work your ass off in there.
Yes.
And then you remember the Blazing Saddles, right? That part in the movie where... they have that town party there towards the end, and they say everyone could come except for the Irish. And, you know, it was a funny part of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it. That was a good movie, though.
Yeah, it was a good movie. There's a lot of things in that movie, I'll tell you.
Yeah. what was the guy that played the black character? Fuck, he's dead. He died young, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Who?
Well, that black guy played black guy across Gene Wilder.
Cleveland Little.
Cleveland
yes.
Little, right? Yeah, he
very
died.
Good.
He was in a lot of fucking Mel Brooks films.
Yeah. Both were.
Yeah. And they were funny. They were funny. I remember my mom taking me as a little kid to see Blazing Saddles at the drive-in. When I was a little kid.
No shit. God, well, I got to watch it on Spec TV.
I've watched that fucker about 30 times, swear to God. You know? Well, we're going to go in. We're going to go slapping and swinging, raping her women. You know? What about the horses? We're going to rape them too. I think that's something like that. But
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then send Mongo in.
Hey,
we're going to rape them too.
Yeah. We almost lost a hand cart.
That's right.
You know, I want to hear some Negro songs, you know. And what do you used to sing, we all hung up in chains, or whatever it said, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I get my trick of cocaine.
No, not that. I mean, some Negro songs, you know. Like, can't tell a lady.
Y'all look like a bunch of $3 Kansas City fags.
Yeah. The guy got hit over the head with a shovel. Yeah. Hit you over the head with a shovel.
Yeah, some uppity nigger hit me in the head with a shovel.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man.
Yeah, God. It was a good movie, like I said.
When they say Randolph Scott, you know who he is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's funny. I read a story, or I saw a story of him on YouTube about him. And I was like, no kidding, that dude was one of them, huh?
Well, like the Crazy Boys Death song, whatever happened to Randolph Scott? No, whatever happened to Randolph Scott, the Angle Kid, and some of that shit. Yeah.
Randolph
Scott. Man. It's a weird world we live in, a hell of a carpet ride in it. We live and we die.
Yep.
You just never know the strategies in your life and what's to come. You know what I mean? You just don't know what's come next. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, what can you do? You can try to change it, but it won't. You know, that's the saddest part about it. You try to change it, but you can't. There's, well, we can vote. You fuck me. That ain't going to work. And it never worked. It's not working now. It sure ain't working fucking now. I mean, you got people that are supposed to be protecting the people of the United States fucking self-inflicting themselves now, you know? I mean, they're doing all kinds of shit that's completely fucking wrong, and they still do it anyway. Common sense tells you no. But retarded says yes. You know what I mean? That's what I see. So you kind of got to give up. Now maybe that's what they want. Just want to give the fuck up. Don't care no more. What does it do to care? We care all we want. They don't give a fuck. They just don't care. As long as they get what they want, they're happy. It doesn't matter about you. They don't care about you. They don't care about your feelings, your body, your life, how you live your fucking life. They don't care. As long as it benefits them. They want you to only do things that benefit them. They want you to do wrong things that they can benefit from it. Like New York City, the fucking cameras and all that shit. And congested area charge. What the fuck are you talking about, man? New York is going to become a ghost town. It's going to have to happen. You could afford to live there. One, you can't pay fucking rent no more. That ain't going to happen, you know. And then you can get tickets just by walking down the fucking street. You jaywalk, you get a ticket. You know. And all them fucking cameras, you know, like I said, them congestion cameras, they take effect in June. So if you come in town, like I said, if a car thing is $15. You leave town, it's $15 at a congested area. So you got to coming and going, see what I mean? And more if you have a truck. One up your whole fucking day, you come in and out of it all day long, delivering shit all day long. Ain't that crazy? You don't think the fucking cost of that shipment ain't going to go up for that, to pay for that? That's like shoot yourself in the goddamn foot, ain't it?
Have you been watching that guy's videos, though, that guy Cash Jordan, about New York?
Yeah, I played a clip of him.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, I know. We're listening to it, and I was like, oh, I just watched that today. Anyways, the guy's got some good stuff.
He's got,
you know, I mean, he's telling
he's
it like
it
is
there.
And, huh?
Yeah. He's good. Well, I like him.
The parking, the park somewhere.
But it's happening everywhere,
outrageous.
Man. But really, in reality, it's happening everywhere. It ain't just New York. It's the worst scenario. Yeah, I have no doubt about it. But oh my God, if they start implementing this shit, you know, it's going to get bad. I mean, how could you afford to live in New York if you're fine? They said that this motherfucker, what was the calculation on that? Was it $300,000 a day that fucking shit can generate? And he's just talking about the traffic cameras.
Yeah.
You know, just the traffic cameras alone. I mean, that's a constant flow of money. Constant flow. People got to move, so the constant flow. It's easy money. And you ain't got to do nothing for it. You know, give the company a little cut of the action, let them fucking do it, and we get the other cut of the action, we're happy. It's all that matters.
Whether it's right or fucking wrong, it don't matter. Even though it technically, in Springfield, Missouri, a few years back, they had a problem with it. They had traffic cameras, and there was a fucking, there was a court, they got, somebody filed in court on these fuckers that the fact it was unconstitutional. Some of the dudes are right to privacy, you know, because technically, when you're inside your car, you're not in the public. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
So they took them down. They had to. The federal government forced them to take them down. But New York, they're popping them up like popcorn, you know? What the fuck? And now they got this new camera they got set up now called a flock camera that looks at your license plate, see if you're wanted. It reads your, runs your plate for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
yep.
Yeah. So anytime you go past one, it's reading your plates.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we had those cameras up here for a while, then they took them down and about the same time. I know what you're talking about, the guy with the, that one, that case. And then they started springing them up lately. And right now, they're doing a lot of construction where the city hall is here where I live. And they have those solar panel lights with the cameras on them with the blue lights circling. Well,
right.
There's just five of them. I counted them tonight. And one of them's on this corner. And across the street on this corner, this guy's house. And this guy always has, like, Halloween. He has these two skeletons he brings out there, these two big old Nephilims. And he dresses them up. You know, he's got always something out there. But now he's got one of these blue lights flashing right across his front of his house where his window is, where he watches TV and everything.
Right.
And I'd be like, that is such bullshit to have that. It's just constantly, at nighttime, just constantly going. I'd be pissed.
Yeah, well, there's always a way around that. You know how to fuck that camera up? You get a laser pointer and point it right at it.
Okay.
They'll be trying to figure out what the fuck is going wrong with this motherfucker. They finally see the beam in from a house or wherever.
Right.
That's right, exactly. Motherfucker. Yeah. That's right.
No kidding, huh? Yeah, how does this feel?
Yeah. Yeah. Now you like it. There is no privacy no more. You say private.
No.
I'm like, look at all them states that went red flagged. I walked up this last night, red flag states. You know, there's a lot of them. You know, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. That's a gun takeover. You know, call the police. I think he's a little crazy, and he's got a gun in the house, you know. He ain't done nothing yet, but I think he might. Then you got to wait for the courts to decide whether you're worthy enough to have a fucking gun. And they can do it all over again and again and again. Man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It'd be stupid to have a gun.
Well, you guys talk about the squatters? What, these illegals going to people's houses and living? I mean, that's bullshit.
Matter of fact, I had a video on that I had earlier. Yeah, I watched it too, yeah. Taking over houses. These motherfuckers are coming. You can't remember, some of these motherfuckers coming from Haiti. We got these Haiti gangs rolling in the fucking town too, man. This ain't fucking, you know. And they're giving the fuckers right to own a gun too?
No shit.
Yeah. Wow. And they take Biden's the best fucking man ever? You got to be fucking kidding me. You crazy cocksuckers. I mean, I should have said that tonight. Yeah, I mean, I should have said that fucking show I was on. Fucking Rotten Kitchen, whatever the fuck you call it. Kitchen politics.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Fucking them are some fucking tardos. Retardos.
Oh, they just stuck together, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You battle all three.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, one guy's a foreigner. He's got the foreign accent. I don't know where the fuck he's from. I was right. See,
cool.
I should have said, ain't you one of the border jumper fuckers, too? You sound like one.
God, no. No, you can't do that to him because you got to talk to him like you got to call him a Neanderthal because he doesn't like that because he's not part of it. See, he's from his cult's from Africa and we are the piece of shits to him. He has a show he does on Sundays. He's the cosmic philosopher and I go on that show every now and then with him and just have, I get him so fired up. He's cool. I think he's out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
He makes Chewbacca look sane, right?
Huh?
Pretty much.
Chewbacca looks sane.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. That dude bugs me.
No.
Fucking crazy.
Well, I don't know about you kids, but I'm going to bail out.
All right.
getting old, thanks, old and man. Tired. So,
all right, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know who's on today.
We'll
I think
see you tomorrow.
CNM or CME or whatever coming tonight. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. I'm gonna throw a song up and bail the fuck out of here. So y'all be good. Thanks for coming out and seeing me tonight. I'll see you next time. Be good.
Okay.
All right.